I was bankrolling so much, Eliza.
Still is, and he doesn't even know how his ice cream gets done. It's so funny. He doesn't realize Lappert's was bought and paid for and owned. It's still owned by Bob. They laugh at him, not because he puts the money in the tip jar. It's his goddamn ice cream. It's his ice cream. And he goes like he's paying something. And it's like a test. Every day it's like a test to see if they're going to be there for work or not. If they're going to be there.
I did notice
meanwhile,
them
he
laughing
could come
yesterday.
In and see, and he just come
they
in.
Were
and
laughing.
Like, oh.
I saw them laughing behind
my
back.
Of course. It's kind of like, that fool doesn't even know he owns the joint. It's just so cynical. He looks at everything and like, make sure it's clean.
You know what?
He's looking like, is everything clean or is everything not clean?
It's been
everything
so low
clean,
to be at the top
clean,
for 5,000 years. I'll do anything to pretend I'm normal.
Right, anything. He borrows little people, and they pay people to come in there to look like it is. Just one a day, not two, just one a day. But now, Bob, tell them about the sprinkles. They pile all the extra crap on the top. You also provided those, too, and you didn't even know about that. It's so it's the nuts and all the crazy stuff. You can put all the stuff. Get some wet walnuts. That's what you need, wet nuts.
Yeah, I act surprised that they were redesigning the place. They were rebuilding the tables.
He said, y'all got to clean this place up and remodel it. They remodeled it, and he liked to blew his brains out because we went down there and the store was closed. He closed it. He closed the joint. He closed it. And then turns around and it's very, very, very sideways that it was not open for his perusing enjoyment. You got to unmute Trina, Bob. Refresh your holodeck. The goober snatch is screaming.
and don't ask me to fucking pay attention.
Awesome.
I'm too busy figuring out. I'm calling up the store to find out, do I really own this store? I'm in shock. I can't contact.
They won't know. They're like, well, if Mr. Dean, if you don't know you own the store, then we're not sure we're qualified to tell you.
I said,
you,
I'm not Mr. Dean.
Don't say anything.
Not Mr.
Well,
Dean.
There it is. We don't know. We just need the signature says something like.
Aren't you Carol Dean's
sure.
husband? Yeah.
Or
well,
mean,
aren't you called Bob
mean.
Dean?
Does it no, count? No, Bob Mean. It's Bob Mean. It's Bob Mean. The Mean. Bob Mean. Bob Mean. That's a new thing. We killed the eight bodies and we ended up with Bob Mean. Hello, Mr. Mean. Mean. Bob Neverett. Neverett. Bob Neverett. Dean Mean. Mean. Bob Mean.
Bob Orsini, Jean Maria, Contini, Pietro Spazzello, Parley, Gordiano,
Effigini, Ophanel Hobab II, Raphael, Duke of Arrington, and the Duke of Earl. Don't forget the Duke of Earl.
Bobby Potato Head.
And a coat that he borrowed from James Dean.
Anyways, what did he say? Okay, Eliza, I've retained control over my mind.
Okay.
I kicked that bad Bob out. Me and Bob's been kicked out. I'm back. Now, what was I supposed
Thank
to notice
you,
about
Bob.
Byzantine Gate? Dick Dobbs, Bob's evil brother, took over Bob Dobbs' head.
Bad Bob took over.
And then I started talking to Dick Dobbs, and I lost control. So what is it?
And he's been shrooming ever since.